As the village of Swanton makes plans to renovate an historic dam in the center of town, village officials say that outside forces, from state regulators to environmental activists, are spending more time pointing out problems than looking for solutions. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
The dam has been a staple of the community. I mean, the kids swim behind it. It's been there for over 200 years.
Chris Leach is on the board of trustees for Swanton Village, and he says the dam is more than just cement. It's part of the identity of Swanton itself.
It was the reason Swanton's here, because that was the mechanism for all of the businesses there, the quarry, several other machine shops over on the west side of the river.
There's been a dam across the Missisquoi River in this northwest Vermont town since the 1800s, when the flow of the river powered industry in town. But now it's just a dam. The industries that used it have disappeared. So the village is planning to make it useful again. Officials are working with a private developer to try to get approval to add small-scale hydroelectric generation to the dam.
It seems to me like a win-win. You know, I mean, we get power, we get use of the river. The river isn't substantially changed, and we can somewhat improve the fish issue.
But the fish issue is a major one. State officials simply want the dam gone. Eric Palmer is the director of fisheries for Vermont's Department of Fish and Wildlife.
The Swanton Dam has been the highest dam on our list of potential removal projects because of the fact that it's the first barrier on the Missisquoi River coming up from Lake Champlain. And if it were removed, there's a large number of fish species that would be able to move up the river.
Swanton residents aren't so enthusiastic about removing the dam. Polls by the village in 2010 and 2011 showed strong support for keeping it. Board President Neil Spear says the trustees take their direction from the people of Swanton, not outside critics who say the dam is a problem.
It's their word against a thousand other words. I mean, they're looking for anything to get us to say, go ahead and remove that dam. Sorry for my bluntness, but they have the resources to do the studies that will go against whatever we say. We're listening to the people in our community. We're listening to the fishermen that have fished that river for all their lives. And there's not an issue with that dam as far as we can see.
And Leach says if the dam is so bad, he wants to see data or studies about the harm the dam is supposedly doing and about how removing it would be any better.
So either they're misrepresenting the issue to you, or they have very poor memories.
This is James Ellers, the executive director of Lake Champlain International. He's been trying to get the dam removed for years.
They have been presented with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service study that definitively quantified the 7.5 miles of spawning habitat that currently is beyond the reach of the fishery.
That study says there's vastly more spawning habitats for lake sturgeon and walleye upstream from the dam, and that if fish could get up there, they'd have at least 99% more spawning habitat in the Missisquoi. State officials have said that Swanton needs to conduct additional studies on the dam's environmental impact before the project can be approved. But the studies would be costly, and Village Board President Neil Spear thinks that money could be better spent elsewhere.
How many studies are each one of us going to do? That's a trouble with things in the state of Vermont. Too many people do too many studies and nothing gets done. By the time the studies get done, we could have an operational hydro project down there.
Standing on a bridge overlooking the dam, village manager Reg Bellevue says he hopes to work through the deadlock between the village and critics with the help of Bill Scully, the developer working with the village on the project.
There's arguments to any case, I guess, and all I'm saying is once and for all, we get everybody to the table. I'm pretty sure the village has a guy that can get everybody together, have good civil conversations, and make a project or not make a project.
With emotions running high on both sides, just getting everyone to the table will be an accomplishment on its own. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.